The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with
me.
What's her name over there? We're sitting here in our two separate chairs, but we both have a good view of the fireplace, and we're just relaxing in this. You can see it pretty good.
I can't see the fireplace.
Oh, so you just call me a liar on live radio. Nice job. Merry Christmas to you.
No, because of some issues, we haven't gotten as far along with Christmas as we thought to have. And my craft table is set up in front of the fireplace.
That's true.
So I can't see it. He can see it.
I can see it. It looks good. It feels good. The room feels great. Even though the weather is outside is frightful. What's the temperature, Robin?
I didn't know. I'll look. But what I was going to say was, and this is kind of, hopefully anybody who is listening, either on a radio that has a battery, everybody's warm. We had some issues last night with family members not having electricity, older family members, and it's scary. And I just hope that everybody is safe and warm this morning. And the temperature outside is, I'm trying to sound perky.
They ain't working.
11 degrees, feels like 5.
Lovely. You know, when a tree goes down, it takes your wires out to your house. And you live back a back road, it's a little difficult to get some power back, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Because you're not on top priority. You're not on the main road. You're not in a town. You're just out there isolated, and that was the situation we were faced with last night, trying to get some help. So help arrived. Unfortunately, there was a couple hours of being a little uncomfortable in the house, but that's all resolved, and everything is good. Hey, Robin.
Yeah.
You remember who you called out last week?
Oh, please. No.
Good morning, Mark. How are things in Delaware today?
I called out last week. Yes, I did call you out last week.
He's back.
He sounds like he's back.
I'm worried about
you. I'm good. How are you?
Good. So you lost power.
Not we did not.
My mom.
Oh, thank goodness.
Robin's mom, 81 years old. So.
It just was bad.
Yeah.
Well, here by the ocean, it's a little warmer.
I bet.
Yeah, 15 feels like 9.
All the way up to 15. That's good. That's good.
Brutal.
Yeah, you lived in there. You remember the year the bay froze?
Do I ever? They put in icebreakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, I sure did. We're not there yet, but things could get worse.
I remember the Severn River froze from the head of the Severn Run all the way down to Round Bay.
Yep.
And people went ice skating.
Yep, they did. They did.
One year, they were driving the cars out on the bay. The ice was so thick. But that was like in the 70s.
That's what we're talking about.
Robin.
Rob, we can't hear you.
Oh, hold on. Let me turn it up.
Yep.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I get my mic.
She puts her mic over by her ear and her her headphone by her mouth.
I have a unknown fact for you.
An unknown fact for me.
Here, one of the years that the bay froze, they didn't keep it open.
Uh-huh.
Frank was driving one of the icebreakers.
Frank?
Frank.
Frank.
Brian's dad, my ex.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, driving one of the icebreakers.
He was in the Coast Guard.
Really?
Stationed out of Baltimore.
That's pretty cool.
I thought you would find that interesting.
Ex-husband.
Okay, yesterday, by the way.
It was?
It was his birthday. Yes.
Oh. Did you call and wish him happy anniversary or happy birthday?
I texted him.
Okay. All our exes don't live in Texas. Anyway, so how you been, buddy? You been all right?
Yeah, no complaints.
Good.
Same old, everybody. I'm 69 years old. Everybody's got something by then.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not far behind you, so.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, so it's like, what did Robin say, 11 degrees or something this morning with a wind chill factor? And I'm thinking back, man, it's a muzzleloader season. There's going to be people out there. There were people out there yesterday, you know?
Y'all are nuts.
Yeah, and I'm thinking to myself, when is the last time I hunted when it was this cold? And it ain't going to be today, I can tell you, because I'm 68 years old.
And your wife would kill you.
And I'd die. That'd be not from exposure or anything else, but Robin would kill me. But I was thinking back, and when we used to hunt Pennsylvania with Kathy and the kids, we get out there. One day it was 5 below. Another day it was 10 below. Snow on the ground, but not a tremendous amount of wind. And that, I believe that was the year we did not get a deer until the last day of the season, very last day of the season. And I remember one time, very notable, when I was a kid, I was 14, and it was 14 below zero. And my buddy and his mom actually dropped my buddy and I off at his uncle's farm, and we deer hunted most of the day. And I remember taking bullets out of shells and putting powder on dry tinder and stuff and trying to start a fire and get a little fire going with bullet powder as a fire starter. You know, nobody harvested a deer that day. I think we did see a couple, but nothing to bring home. So, but it was cold.
Now, I don't always agree with you with all your, you know, anti-smell, anti,
yeah,
you know. But I think starting a fire with bullet powder probably is anti-deer.
Probably. But once the fire gets going, they tend to be attracted to it. Deer are attracted, you know, if you are out there in the cold. And I mean, we're talking mountains, Pennsylvania, you know, and you happen to start a fire, and a lot of guys did. A lot of guys took a lot of deer by campfires, you know, when they were out in the woods because it was cold, you know. Winters used to be cold in the end of November, early December, and snow. But
well, I'm not about deer, but you start a fire this morning, and I'll be attracted to it.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly right. Well, we have one started here, courtesy of folks at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's.
Exactly. It got cold. Can you turn me up?
Yeah, your volume needs to go up a little bit.
Sound like I'm in Maine.
You sound far away. I can't even hear.
I would like to be in Maine.
Yeah, I don't think today would be the day.
I don't care. I don't mind that because you're inside with a hot toddy watching snow in front of a fire.
Is that what it is? Well, that sounds pretty romantic to me. No, your button's not cracking at all. Turn. Okay, Robin. Say hi to Mark.
Hey, Mark. Any better?
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Just a little better.
There we go.
Let's try it again.
There you are.
There you are.
But then he was yelling in my ear. I got it.
Who's yelling in your ear?
Mark was for a second.
Oh, Mark? Well, that's all right.
Alan's messing with buttons.
I'm always. There's three buttons on each side. One for her, one side's for her, one side's for me. And to get them all cranked up where we can hear this studio and the callers and each other, it's, you know, technically challenging.
I am so excited. I can't wait till the kids get here tomorrow because my lottery dream home is filmed on Moosehead Lake.
Really?
That's their favorite place in the entire world.
Wow. Okay. Moosehead Lake in Maine. Like I said, wouldn't want to be there today.
I would.
So, well, Mark, I'm glad to hear that you are safe and you are warm and everything is copacetic over there on the beach. And the same thing here. We've got family coming tomorrow. Nothing's done at the house that we wanted to get done. I mean, not nothing, but I mean.
I said it's going to happen again, isn't it? It's going to happen.
Yeah, it happened. Well, you know. So you have all these plans, you know.
I'm reminded, I think it was Emily Post who said it doesn't matter what's on the table, it's who's on the chairs.
I like that.
I love it.
Got to be able to sit on the chairs and get the Christmas stuff off.
Yeah.
And I hope you and your family have a really Merry Christmas. And if I don't get to you, and I will try, a wonderful new year. I hope 2023 brings a better year for everybody.
You and I both, brother. You and I both, man. 2023 has got to be better than the last 3 years, that's for sure. So
yeah.
2020, 21, and 22 are just not.
19 wasn't good either.
19 was okay, but not the greatest.
Yeah, 19, I was sick.
Oh, you were sick in COVID. Yeah, you had COVID Christmas. Yeah, we missed two Christmases in a row for COVID. 2019 and 2020. So.
Sure.
All right. Well, buddy,
we're all here.
Yep.
And
you have a
upright most of the time.
You have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank
Merry Christmas, Mark.
You and
thanks
yours.
Thanks for coming and calling. I really was getting worried about you.
Oh.
If we have some that don't call for a while, I get a little nervous.
Well, you're very kind.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. So we got an email from Bill in Westminster, or text. Oh, man, winter and Father Time is keeping me in the house as well. Not a happy hunter. Merry Christmas, buddy. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, they'd have to be some really young and dumb. Never mind, not dumb. There should be young guys out there today.
Well, I heard we lost a duck hunter yesterday. I haven't gotten any details yet. If anybody knows, let us know. I don't know due to weather, due to falling in the water. I just don't know.
Duck hunter, where was it? Do you know?
Here in Maryland somewhere. I don't know. Glenn in Chestertown, Robin.
Hey, Glenn. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Robin. How you all?
Doing good. Merry Christmas to you, Glenn.
You
staying warm?
Yeah, I'm wrapped up in big, aren't you?
Well, that makes sense.
I don't blame you. I am
not
wrapped
one bit
up myself.
Not one bit.
Chair, unfortunately.
I'd be there if I weren't here. So, yeah.
Definitely not going to go out today.
No, it's a little chilly. I got to go out and get some stuff, but, letting the dogs out and doing a little mini grocery run, that's about it for me. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Final touches on everything, but the trees are pretty. You know, the yard decorations took a hit yesterday. Santa's on his back and the polar bear's on his face and the Joseph, Mary, and baby Jesus are all just fine. But the
we tried to do kids stuff. Usually I have the white lights and the white deer and the, you know, all that. We tried to go kid friendly this year.
We did. And we had that one big ornament that you had out there, a big lighted ornament.
Yeah, the green one.
That was all the way across the yard yesterday.
I'm amazed it wasn't in the neighbor's yard.
Yeah, I know. So it was right windy here for a bit. So when that storm blew in. But we hope you're going to have a Merry Christmas and see your family on Christmas, Glenn.
Think you have to. Yeah,
all right.
Monday, we're supposed to head up to Grove City. You know what that is? Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, Grove City, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's up there?
Family.
My daughter's youngest sister, because she wasn't mine, was later down the line.
I got it.
But anyway, they're having a memorial service for her.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
About a couple months ago.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad you could all go together, so.
Yep. Nice to be able to get together. Unfortunately, for the situation, you know. So,
yeah.
Okay, buddy. Well, look, try to have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk soon. Okay.
Well,
all right.
This is leave early Monday morning, I think, to go up there.
Yeah, I got it.
We'll drive safe.
Watch those roads, okay?
Oh yeah. So.
All right.
I'm not driving anymore, so, but still, yeah.
You get the white knuckle seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Catch you later.
Merry Christmas.
All right, Glenn, Merry Christmas
to you. So glad we heard from you this morning.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So I mentioned the fireplace earlier. You know, now you know why I kept telling you back in the summer to get into Hearth America at Backyard Billy's and check out what's going on. Now, you know, we tout this gas fireplace insert because we love it, you know. But according to Bill at Backyard Billy's, people are really investing in pellet stoves and inserts. And the same company, Enviro, that makes this gas fireplace insert, makes a beautiful pellet insert and some really nice-looking freestanding pellet stoves. And just like the gas insert, Backyard Billy's or Hearth America at Backyard Billy's will do the installation for you, and they'll back it up with top-notch service. Now, for those of you looking for wood fireplace, wood inserts, a company by the name of Regency makes some really nice models, and we highly recommend those as well. Same deal. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's will do the installation. And if you want the final biggest, greatest Christmas present, get yourself a new grill, or get, you know, somebody in the family a new grill. And if you want the top of the top of the top of the line, take a look at Memphis wood fire grills, the pellet grills with what they call IntelliBurn technology. They are stainless steel, 100%. They've got the matching cabinets. You know, if you build an island out on your deck or out in your yard, they've got all the components to take care of that. They're really sharp looking. So all this you can find at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They are the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillys.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. And you can give them a call if you like. They're open today. Their number is 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. If it's fire you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace, that's for sure. Hey, you know, the Great American Outdoor Show, the Natural Rifle Association Great American Outdoor Show, is the world's largest outdoor sports show. Starts February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg. 1,000 exhibitors and manufacturers, more than 200 expert demos and seminars, 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, tons to see and do with events and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of hunting, fishing, and everything outdoors. Tickets are on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. And we'll be giving away 12 tickets to that here probably next week, if not the week after for sure. Clyde Sport Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. Look, it's waterfowl season. The A5 is the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Saw a post on Facebook from somebody the other day, had their classic A5 out that was granddaddy's gun. That's for sure. The modern version comes in Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blade Camo. It's got a fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver just like granddad's, ergonomically balanced, a recoil-operated kinematic drive. It's an autoloader shotgun with a 100,000 round or a 5-year guarantee at Clyde Sports Shop. Now, if you're after the ultimate waterfowl shotgun, waterfowl hunting protection is found in the Maxus, M-A-X-U-S, by Browning. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers. The new power drive gas system reduces recoil. This gun is built for waterfowl. Throw one up to your shoulder, and you will see how smooth that gun is. All from Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. ClydesFishingGear.com is the website. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, all at Clyde's Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
The Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor sports show. February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg. 1,000 exhibitors and manufacturers. More than 200 expert demos and seminars. 400 hunting and fishing outfitters. Tons to see and do with events and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of hunting, fishing, and everything outdoors. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Oh, okay. Sounds good to me. Let's talk to Chuck in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
How you doing?
And Robin, Merry Christmas to both of you.
Merry Christmas to you.
You also.
I noticed that the DNR this week put out a couple press releases. One of them was that the firearms harvest was up 10%.
Yep, we were going to talk about that, but you brought it up. So.
But the other one that I found extremely interesting was the three-year turkey study that they're about to begin.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Evidently, there is a drop in numbers in certain areas, and I got to thinking about it, and I wanted to get your opinion on it as it relates to the increase in the number of coyotes. That increase and then, of course, habitat destruction might have something to do with it. But I don't know. It just seems like there's more and more coyotes. In fact, I got a picture from my son the other day that he got one on the trail camera in Crownsville.
Yep.
So I don't know. Do you think that might have something to do with this?
Well, look, when I published the Maryland Deer Hunting Guide, I started it in 93, I think, and we stopped it in 2017. We did 14 years of it. So we go back that long ago, or 2007, excuse me. 2007, we did it for 14 years. So somewhere in the middle of that, Bill Burton wrote an article on coyotes in Maryland and said back then, in the late 90s, that coyotes had been observed in every county in Maryland. Everybody's like, yeah, right. Yeah, they're out west. They're out in Garrett and Allegheny County. We don't have to worry about them. But the point was, they had been seen in every county by that time. And now they have exponentially expanded their range. And I believe that, as you do, that the impact of the coyote population is impacting the turkey population.
Yep.
There are a couple other things, though. There is a particular disease that has been, and I can't say the name of it right now because I didn't study this that much this week, but there is a certain disease in certain parts of the country that has been affecting turkeys. Poult production is probably as good as it's always been. However, inclement weather in the spring, when we get a wet spring, and then cold weather, the poults are not like waterfowl. Their feathers just absorb water, and they die. Many die of exposure. I think an increase in raptors and predatory birds, like bald eagles, hawks, you know, all the Buteos, the red shoulder, the red tail, the broad wing, the bald eagle, even the golden eagle. I think that may have some impact. I'm not sure if, you know, pesticide and clean farming deserves the blame it gets
for,
you know, destroying habitat, but I think there are other contributing factors just like you.
Sure, yeah. Well, another thing, too, you know, you had a fella call in the other week and talked a little bit about winter fishing.
Yeah.
And I get excited about it because I do it because there's not a lot of people out
right
there. And, in fact, I hired a guide one time up on the Susquehanna for smallmouth fishing, and I asked him, I said, what's your favorite time to fish? And he said, well, clearly in the fall. But he says, I could narrow it down to the best day.
Thanksgiving Day.
He said it's the opening day of Pennsylvania buck season. But then I got to thinking, well, you know, they changed that from Monday to Saturday.
Right.
And it goes in hand with what you were talking about last week, and that was that the processors were overwhelmed at certain times of that opening day weekend.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
They were and then I got to thinking about it. Doesn't anybody butcher their own deer anymore? I mean, I thought that was part of the process.
It is part of the process, and many, many people do, okay? But there has been such an increase in deer hunting. If you remember back when, I have no idea how old you are, but when I was a kid, deer hunting was like the special event. You hunted small game. You hunted squirrels. You hunted rabbits. You hunted pheasants. That was the whole deal.
I remember all those hunts we had.
Sure, and then as
pheasant hunts, I talked to you about those.
Yeah, and then as deer hunting deer hunting became more and more and more popular, we left all those small game species behind. I mean, you know, there's still some people that squirrel hunt and rabbit hunt and that type of thing. And then, of course, when the waterfowl started rising again, and you know, we have 50 some thousand waterfowl hunters here in Maryland. You know, we really do. So the small game gets abandoned, the deer and the waterfowl get focused on, and
well, when you take the waterfowl out too, I mean, going down to one bird, I guess, you know, that might have an effect as well.
Well, but
people
there's
picking up the deer hunting.
That's true, but sure.
The days to hunt the geese.
Right, but there's a lot of ducks out there as well, you know, and the snow geese too, the advent of the snow geese. So the hunting pattern, my point is the hunting pattern has changed over the years, you know. So I don't know exactly where I'm going with that, but there's a point in there somewhere. So
Well, yeah, we always just, that was part of the deal. That was, I don't know, it was like parties that we would have on Sundays after the guns opening day.
Yeah.
Where everybody would get together and then we'd butcher and it's really not
that's
difficult.
Right.
I mean, a two-man team can knock a hide off a deer and quarter him up in less than an hour.
Oh, yeah, so, no question.
Yeah.
That's where I was going with it.
Yep.
That's where I was going with it. A lot of skills have been lost. A lot of people for a generation have not been butchering their own deer.
No, I passed that right down. I mean, yeah.
Sure, I mean, yeah. And I did.
Yeah, well, let me ask you one other question, if I may, if we got time.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you, what was the best shot you ever made or witnessed? And then I'm going to hang up, but I'm going to tell you the one, the most incredible shot I ever seen anybody make.
Okay.
Years ago, we were on a pheasant hunt. The dog locks up on a bird. The dog handler moves in on the bird. There's two of us on both sides of the dog and the handler. He's in there kicking around for this bird. This rooster shoots out the back door. Well, we had a third guy with us, and this was back in the mid-90s.
Right.
That was just when video cameras had come online.
Okay.
And he had one on his shoulder, and he had a Ithaca pump in his other hand. Well, anyway, this video camera was about the size of a small TV set.
Right, I remember.
I think it had a full-size VHS tape in it.
Right.
That's how big the thing was. Well, anyway, this bird shoots out the back door. the two of us, we'd spin around. We can't shoot because our buddy's there with the camera. And then, of course, a bird come out low, and
yeah,
there was no blue sky behind it. We just couldn't shoot. Well, he's the man now, but he's got this video camera on his shoulder. Well, he spins around. As he spins around to get on the bird with either the camera or the gun, he starts to fall. So as he's falling with the video camera in one hand, from the hip with that shotgun, he went wham and shot that cockbird right at the head. Best shot I ever seen in my life. So
yep.
I was going to ask you what, if you had ever witnessed or I don't know, what was the best shot you ever pulled off?
Best shot I ever pulled off was first morning of deer season in Pennsylvania. My stepson was sitting there with me, and he was asleep. And I have the perfect rest on my uncle's farm and had permission to hunt on the other guy's farm, the adjoining farm, and a deer came out on the other farm. And it was a rolling cornfield. And I judged the distance at, I'd killed a deer there at 240 yards a couple of years before. And that deer was running towards me, and I shot it and killed it. That was a good shot.
Ooh.
This deer was standing broadside with five does, and I thought, I wonder how far that deer is. Well, I'll just hold right on the top of his shoulder, and I shot, and the deer hit the ground and bounced right back up, and the does scattered. And I said, well, I hit that deer. We got to go look. And the further I walked, and I kept looking back, and I can't believe it. How far is this? Wound up at 535 yards.
Wow. What did you shoot it with?
270. 130 grain factory ammo.
And you aimed how far up?
Right on top of the shoulder. Never didn't go over the deer. Never went off the body of the deer.
Mm.
That was a flat shooting gun, buddy, and I still have it.
Yeah,
I still,
sounds like it.
It's a great gun. I've taken many, many deer with it, and just about all my Sikas, except one, I shot with a muzzleloader. But
Well, great.
I shot one with a crossbow, one with a muzzleloader, one with a compound bow. But every other stag has been with the 270. The second best shot I ever made. I was in a goose blind with the late Mark Hoke, and Mark was an excellent caller and a great hunter. We had a spot in Howard County, and there were three or four of us in the blind, and we took about a dozen geese, and maybe seven or eight, I can't remember. But a little flock of geese came in, and we all shot, and we all took a goose, and it was a two-bird limit at the time, and one goose was going out the side, low across the field, and I stepped out. It was a cornfield, just standing corn, and I stepped out of the edge of the corn, and I swung on that bird, and I shot, and it dropped 64 yards.
Wow, that was a good one. And that was probably with lead, too, huh?
Actually, it was heavy shot. Number six heavy shot.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, look, thank you for the call. I think we've got some other folks online.
One more real quick thing, if I may.
Real quick.
I'm going to leave you with either a laugh or a smile.
Okay.
Okay? A chicken is sitting across the desk from the funeral director. The funeral director asked the chicken, what would you like to have, this pine box, this mahogany casket, or this paper bucket with a picture of the colonel on it? Merry Christmas to both of you.
Merry Christmas to you.
That was perfect. I love it.
That was a good one. All right. Hey, folks, don't forget to enter our muzzleloader contest. We'll be drawing that next week, and we'll be getting advance notice on everybody that's entered here at the end of the show. Aaron's going to send us all the paperwork till we're ready, a little bit more ready next week. But we will be drawing that final muzzleloader. It's a beautiful 45 caliber CVA LRX. LR stands for long range. And we look forward to giving that away because somebody's going to be extremely happy with that. We hope they are, let's put it that way. And all you got to do is call the number 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. is our phone number. Aaron will take your name and number. Aaron is our call screener producer. He'll take your name and number down. Then you go on the air with Robin and I. You can say, just wanted to get in the contest. I wanted to say hi, Merry Christmas. You don't have to talk long. You can ask a question. You can make a comment. But that's the rules. Call in, leave your name and number. Go on the air. Very simple. Next week, Robin will take all the names, put assign numbers to all the names, get on her little random generator on her phone. She will roll a number, and whatever number comes up corresponds to somebody's name, and that's the winner. And that's how that works. So 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Hey, New Year's Day, a week from tomorrow. New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction, Sunday, January 1st, 2023, starting at 11 a.m. at Russum Furniture Auction, 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person, or you can bid online. I was sick during the last one, and I bid online for a couple items. Very easy to do. You can view the online catalog at russumsfurniture.hibid.com, russumsfurniture.hibid.com, and follow their Facebook page for the updates. Over 50, I'm sure more now, modern firearms, 20 antique firearms, ammo, many decoys, artwork, and all manner of related items for, you know, fishing and hunting will be on the auction block. Hibid.com, H-I-B-I-D, .com, and liveauctioneers.com can help bid online. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore, with over 850 lots being sold in one day. Located at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, in Queen Anne's County. Call 410-928-3415. 410-928-3415 for the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction. Happy New Year. Spurry's Tire Service, what a great place to go. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, that's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done, including me. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make or model. And Spurry's Truck has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your back 40. Garden tractors, farm tractors, lawnmowers, wheelbarrows, farm equipment, you name it, they've got it. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on, they do that. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit the website, spurriestire.com, or call 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where.
There you go. How about that, old Burl Ives? What'd you say, Rob?
I said I love it.
Yeah, old Burl Ives. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. All right, let's see. We got Jordan on the line. Good morning, Jordan. How are you, buddy? Jordan, could you hang with us today, bud? Jordan, give us a call back. I'm sorry we missed you. Let's see. Dan in Reisterstown. What'd you say? Got it. Go ahead, Dan.
Morning, Robin.
Morning.
Hey.
Merry Christmas.
Same
Merry
to you.
Christmas to you.
I called to get into the muzzleloader contest, but I had a great weekend on the last weekend of gun season. My younger brother, 64 years old, who's never killed a deer in his life, came up from Galveston, Texas, and in the last 10 minutes of light on Saturday afternoon, shot a nice doe.
Good for him.
That's awesome.
Good for him. Meat in the freezer.
Yeah, and he's now a confirmed deer hunter and can't wait until next year.
That's good. That's how you make them happen. Success breeds success, that's for sure. So, very nice, very nice. Well, we wish him well, and you as well. So.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir. You ready for Christmas?
Oh, yes, sir.
Who really is, ever?
I got a house full this yesterday and this morning because my daughter's electricity is out. She doesn't have any heat or power.
Oh, wow.
We understand that feeling.
I got a house full of rowdy grandkids.
We understand that feeling, too.
That one we know about. That one we know about.
Yeah, well, I'm enjoying it.
Yep.
That's... They are fun, but...
Okay.
They're fun, but they are... I caught our grandson yesterday. We have a Christmas tree that you can... It's preloaded with lights. It's got a little electric control on it with a button. You can change it from white to color, rotate, you know, flashing white, flashing color, rotate from white to... He's over there pounding that button. I'm thinking that thing's going through the floor. He'd like to see those lights change. Couldn't wait for the... do it itself. You know, he's pounding on that button and like... Okay, buddy. That's what three-year-olds do, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, they amaze me how fast they catch on to operating an iPhone.
Oh my gosh. Yep.
I got a three-year-old granddaughter who keeps swiping our iPhone so she could get on some of her favorite websites.
Yep.
Yeah, we're in the same place. Ours are three, and she'll be two this week, and. Even the two-year-old, she knows it better than I do, and I've had the phone forever.
Yep. So, very good. Well, it sounds like you're ready, and we appreciate the call here on Christmas Eve on the Outdoors and Radio Show. Thanks, Dan. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Here we go. Did Jordan come back yet?
Yeah, here I am. Merry Christmas to you. It's so cold where I am up in northeast Pennsylvania. It's -5, the air temperature.
Oh. Yep. Well, you know, it got cold up there in Pennsylvania one year, and it was so cold, Jordan, that I watched two beagles trying to start a rabbit.
That's funny. Well, like I said, that probably the phone line froze.
Could be.
When Aaron tried to put me on the first time.
That's what happened, yeah.
That's
probably
what happened, because nobody would do that to me, calling WCBS.
No, that's for sure.
Yeah, so I sounds like both of you are feeling much, much better.
We're feeling better. I wouldn't go as far as much, much.
You sound
a whole lot better, so that's really, really good.
We appreciate that.
I was in St. Michael's on the 12th of December, and I knew you weren't feeling good, so I didn't even call and say I was going to be there. But when I come there in the spring, we're going to meet at one of your favorite restaurants there.
Okay.
Because that's where I go every time, and they never disappoint.
I gotcha. Well, that sounds good. Give us a call when you're in town.
I sure will, but I'll talk to you before then. But I'm
all right.
I'm wishing both of you a merry, merry Christmas, good health, and another great year on the radio.
Well, thanks, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
You too, Jordan. Be careful out there. Bye-bye. There goes Jordan. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas, Jordan.
So.
Anybody else on hold?
I don't know if there's anybody else on hold. Not sure. Aaron, anybody else on hold? Okay, we'll get to Ronald in just a minute. Robin, I know you have something to say.
We had a loss in the hunting community, especially on the Eastern Shore. Schrader's Outdoors, which has been around forever. His wife, Lisa, passed from pancreatic cancer yesterday. She's fought it for 2 years. I knew her growing up. She was a wonderful woman. Awesome nurse, and just a real advocate of Kenny's business and Kenny. And we want them to know that they are in our thoughts and prayers this holiday, and she will be missed.
Yes, she will. I didn't know her that well as you did, but she was always pleasant to me, always had a smile. You know, even during the last 2 years, we saw him at the Waterfowl Festival, and not long ago, I was at Schrader's. They're a customer of ours, and Lisa was there. Very pleasant, you know. So, yeah, she will be lost. She's well known across the upper Eastern Shore, Kent, Queen Anne's County in particular. People from all over the region know her, and you know her from her time as a nurse and so forth. And so
she was with the school system. She was a school nurse for years.
Yeah. So,
and she was 2 years ahead of me in high school.
Right. Got it.
So our thoughts are with them.
Well, our prayers are for peace for the family, you know, especially this time of year, you know. So thank you for that, Robin. Appreciate that. All right. Let's talk to Ronald. Good morning, Ronald.
Well, good morning, Mr. Allen and Ms. Robin. Thank you for taking my call.
Always, Ronald. It's always
yes,
good to
ma'am.
Hear from you.
Just wanted to call y'all to wish you and yours there and each and every one a safe and a happy Merry Christmas to all and to you both there. And thank you. And I'm still learning a lot from the radio from what I'm hearing here and there. Things
got
like
it.
That there.
Got it.
And it makes me very happy.
Well, thank you, Ronald. I appreciate that. We're glad to bring a little, you know, bit of sunshine into your world. That's for sure.
Well, thank you, Alan.
And you can come into ours also.
You make us feel good too, Ronald, with your happy attitude and the fact that you call us all the time. We appreciate that.
You're so welcome.
All right, buddy. We know where your thoughts are today.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Take care. Bye bye. There goes Ronald. Hey, you know, The fireplace that you never use, I bring that up from time to time because it's an excellent spot for you to install either a gas fireplace insert by Enviro, like we did, a pellet fireplace insert by the same people, Enviro, or a wood fireplace insert, a wood-burning fireplace insert in that hole in the wall. And you see all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's will do the installation and will provide you with a friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. Rob and I love the convenience of this insert. You know, the remote control heat, the room-filling heat. We just like the looks of it and everything else, and you will too. Now, Hearth America does carry both Enviro and Regency brands, and you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. Cold weather's here. But you know what? They'll still take care of you. That's for sure. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billies open 7 days a week. Stop by today. Route 50 at exit 44B. Coming from the bridge, that's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Hey, the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction is Sunday, January 1st, 2023, a week from tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Russum Furniture Auction at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person or bid online. See the view the online catalog at russumfurniture.hibid.com. And follow their Facebook page for updates. Over 50 modern firearms, 20 antique firearms. Woo! Excuse me. Ammo, many decoys, artwork, and all manner of related items will be on the auction block. Hybid.com and LiveAuctioneers.com can help you bid online. It's easy to do, easy to sign up. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the eastern shore of Maryland, with over 850 lots being sold in one day. Located at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, in Queen Anne's County. That phone number, 410-928-3415. 410-928-3415 for the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction. Happy New Year, and we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawk. 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
For the first hour of our Christmas Eve show, we want to tell everybody, get out, stay safe, enjoy your family and friends, and Merry Christmas Eve. Watch out, Santa Claus is coming, kids. Be good.